You're listening to the Faith Unpacked podcast.
Welcome back to the Faith Unpacked podcast. This is not a regular numeric episode. Jason and I were really busy this week and weren't able to get one done for you. And didn't have one done ahead of time either. So we don't have a normal numeric episode for you here. But I did want to maybe share just a thought, something I've been thinking a lot about this week. Most of you know, we've had an election going on and just a lot of different things that do have real world implications on our life now, you know, on our current work, on our current life, that sort of thing. And one of the things I was thinking about this week, and maybe is an encouragement to you as well, is really the balance between what it is to be disappointed in a healthy sense versus really recognizing when there's an idol in our lives. And this is something I've been thinking a lot about this week and really praying about as well. Just asking the Lord, okay, God, what in all of this that I'm feeling is good and healthy in terms of, you know, when you experience loss or when things don't go your way or when things don't work out like you had hoped, there's a normal sense of sadness or discouragement around those sort of things. And even maybe grief, you know, in a small sense, certainly not the grief of, you know, a loss of a loved one or something like that. But there can be that as well. And all those emotions are healthy and normal and not of concern. However, there is the question, is this idolatry in my heart? You know, when I am feeling a great disappointment, when I'm feeling a great frustration, when I'm feeling a sadness, is it built on an expectation of something that would satisfy? There's something that would bring, you know, meaning or purpose or fulfillment to my life. Now, keep in mind, you know, when the Bible describes idolatry, you know, we so often think of that as just bowing down and worshiping a idol. And yet, the best real biblical definition is to say that idolatry is seeking satisfaction or completion in something other than Jesus Christ. And so by that definition, we practice idolatry, you know, fairly often. Anytime we look to something or someone or some substance to complete us or to satisfy us or to fill us, we're really asking the question, can you be God to me? Can you be God to me? Can you complete me? Can you fill up the hole in my heart that is a God-shaped hole that only God can fill? And so you really are taking the question to that, the source of that. And, you know, of course, the Bible talks about this reality all the time. And I've been thinking a lot this week about some of those texts. You know, obviously, there are the well-known ones, like in Jeremiah chapter 2, where God says about his people Israel, he says, "My people have committed a double evil. They have abandoned me, the fountain of living water, and have dug cisterns for themselves, cracked cisterns that cannot hold water." He's using the analogy of, you know, one of the primary water sources of the day, which was a cistern. It's a dug out, basically, tank that you stored water in so that you were able to get, you know, to access water for your cooking and drinking needs to sustain life. But he's pointing out that, you know, this is a cracked cistern. It can't be filled. The more water you pour into that hole, the more empty you become. And Jesus, you know, talks about this concept quite a bit. I mean, I was also thinking of in John chapter 6, you know, this is after Jesus has fed the 5,000 and, you know, perform that miracle. And what it says in chapter 6, beginning in verse 22, it says, "The next day the crowds that had stayed on the other side of the sea knew there had been only one boat. They also knew that Jesus had not boarded the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone off alone. Some boats from Tiberias came near to the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into a boat and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said, "Rabbi, where did you go?" And Jesus answered, "I assure you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Don't work for the food that perishes, but for the food that lasts for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set a seal of approval on him." And, you know, they go on in this conversation. They're like, "Ooh, where is this bread? We want that bread. That bread sounds greater than the bread you gave us before." And Jesus pointing out to them that what they're looking for is satisfaction and completion in something else. They weren't seeking out Jesus because they recognized he is the source of eternal life. They weren't recognizing that Jesus is God, very God, taken on human flesh, you know, come to deal with the sins of the world and reconcile us back to God. They weren't thinking in those terms. They were looking for a temporal satisfaction. They were looking for that hole to be plugged in something else. And so they were seeking after Jesus, but it wasn't seeking after Jesus. It was seeking after that which Jesus did for them or could do for them. You know, he had turned all these this small amount of bread into feeding of thousands of people. It was an amazing miracle. And of course, they wanted more of that. It didn't cost them anything. It met their immediate need in the moment. But guess what? They're looking for Jesus to meet that need again. It wasn't full. It wasn't complete. It wasn't satisfied. And so here they are now back looking for it again. And it's so easy, I think, for us to get caught up in idolatry, to get caught up in the search for that which could only be fulfilled in God, and look for it in other things, in, you know, relationships, in power or money or position or success or sex or drugs or alcohol or food. You know, I mean, there are so many idols we seek out. So many things stir our hearts' affections away from seeking out, you know, satisfaction and completion in the Jesus Christ alone. And so this has really been what's been on my heart lately, you know, just really asking the Lord, are these things that I feel grieved about in this moment, in this time, or feel sad about or disappointed about? Lord, are these things, is that just healthy human emotion? Or is this a signal, a sign of something deeper, of me looking for God where God is not? Is this me looking for satisfaction where satisfaction is not? Is this me looking for human institutions or relational factors or success or any of those other things we talked about? Is this me looking for those things to be God to me, to be God in my life? And here's the reality. Ultimately, everything will fail you but God. Everything will fail you at being God because they can't. It is impossible for a thing to replace God. You know, keep in mind, all these things were created by God and are under his sovereignty, but they aren't equal to God. They certainly can't replace him. They can't live independently of him. You know, we see in Hebrews chapter 1 and Colossians 1 that God holds all things together, that God is the source by which all things are sustained. He's actively engaged in that. And so even the fact that we live and move and have our being is very much dependent on God. And so I guess the encouragement here, just to put out this little space filler episode this week, is to just encourage you to examine your heart, as I'm doing in prayer, asking, Lord, are these healthy emotions I'm feeling, or is this idolatry in me? And of course, if it is idolatry in me, then I need to repent and I need to realign my heart before the one true living and active God, Yahweh alone, my Lord, my Savior, my everything. And I would encourage you to do the same thing as well. Just take the time to really ask the question, you know, Lord, is there idolatry in me and in all of this? If I'm feeling these feelings, is this just normal, healthy emotion that we experience on this life? Recognizing, you know, not everything good is coming about in these particular contexts, and so I'm grieving that reality, but I am not replacing it for you, Lord. This is not my hope. This is not my satisfaction. And it, you know, draws us back to cling to God all the more, to be more centered in his goodness, to be like, okay, God, I don't know what's going to happen with, you know, what looks to be a new president being elected. I don't know what's going to happen with a governor reelected. I don't know what's going to happen with all these other crazy things going on. 2020 has been the year of crazy things. I don't know what's going to go on with all this stuff, but I do know that you're the source, not these other things. And you will bring about your perfect will and plan in my life and ultimately in the story of human history. And nothing will thwart that. Nothing will be able to change that. Nothing will be able to satisfy my God-shaped hole, the desire in me to have relationship with my sovereign Lord. So that's just my thoughts for this week. I hope that's helpful maybe to somebody. Not, you can never go wrong by seeking the Lord all the more.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Faith Unpacked podcast. We're so thankful for your time. We hope and pray that these encourage your faith and walk with Jesus Christ. If you'd like to hear past episodes, you can find them on our website at faithunpacked.com. We'd also invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcasting site. If you have any questions, feel free to hit us up on social media, or you can send us an email at faithunpacked@gmail.com. And we invite you back next time as we continue to unpack our faith together.